Good morning, everybody. It's the 7th of July, 2023. My name is Ron Cole. I'm here with my colleague, Roberto. This is our sales market update for July this year. Roberto is a new member of staff with us here. He's been with us a couple of months, but has a world and wealth of experience working at all sorts of different levels across the St. Albans, Hertfordshire property market for the best part of 30 years now, I think it is. Robert's a large period of time. And I thought it'd be interesting today to talk to Robert as we're talking about a July market update. Lots of interesting things have happened over the last few weeks. If you watch the mortgage market update we did a little while ago, mortgage rates are up and down. You know, you can't put a pin in them for the want of them moving. But what I really wanted to do was get an idea from yourself today, Roberto. Robert, what is going on with our vendors that we're seeing? So we have seen a record number of people over the last 8 weeks. I think we've seen over 100 valuations come through our doors. And that's been very, very interesting. So question to yourself, Robert, all these people that we're seeing, what are they doing?
Well, the good news, Ron, is that they're looking to move home. There's been a mixed, diverse level of valuations over the last 6 to 8 weeks. Typically, your three-bedroom semi and four-bedroom detached market seems to be quite a popular hotspot at the moment, with an audience that's looking to retire, moving out of area, and downsize. So, but it's been a nice mix of good quality properties that are hopefully coming to market.
Okay, well, that's interesting. From what I can see, the kind of properties we've taken to market in the last week have been detached houses above £1 million, semi-detached houses in popular school catchments. And I think that's a really interesting point. A popular school catchment, Rob, seems to be a popular school catchment. We've taken, Beechwood Avenue, a Salisbury Road, a Sunderland Avenue. And the popular school catchment, again, is a popular school catchment. So are we seeing that we're still being driven that way?
Absolutely. The buying audience is still there for those premium homes in great quality locations. And education in St. Albans has always been a highly influential factor in activity, as is train stations to London and commuters to the M1 and the M25. But yeah, with the properties that we've taken on at the moment, okay, the Sunderland Avenues and the Salisbury's and the Beechwood Avenues, it really just shows the sentiment in the housing market with a good level of response on those properties and a high demand still.
Great to hear. I can also tell by just looking at the number of applicants that we're talking to again in the month of July, that it's very similar to the month of June and the month of May. And that's across the board. And I think you'd agree that, you know, we're registering really good buyers in a range of different price ranges. Although be some, you know, a little bit of unstableness in the mortgage market. People are very, very keen to get out and buy in St. Albans. And are you finding the same thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, the demand, you know, remains resilient. There's been an awful lot of news for the public to absorb with base rates increasing and mortgage markets, you know, increasing their rates and some products not being available anymore. But there seems to be a defiant attitude amongst buyers for certain properties in certain locations. Salisbury Avenue is a classic example. You know, we've launched it very, very recently, and the diary is getting very busy with people that are in positions to proceed, who understand the mortgage markets but are still happy to make the move. There is a little bit more hesitance, that's for sure. You can definitely feel that, but overall we are still trading in a very, very busy market.
I'd second that, Rob. I think we are still seeing really, really continued levels of interest. In fact, if anything, it's July. It's a summer market. We'd expect to see a little bit less of activity through July and August. So, what we're kind of touched on here, Robert, which I will ask you, if somebody's looking to get, you know, their home valued or get to the market this summer, business as usual.
Absolutely. Yeah, business as usual. I think get the property available as soon as you can. There's a real good audience out there at the moment. And I think, you know, with the mortgage rates being where they are, they're starting to settle a little bit now. And demand remains very, very good in those sorts of areas.
That's great news. I mean, we're sat here on the 7th. We've got a busy viewing diary today. We've got a busy viewing diary tomorrow. We've got a busy valuation diary continuing. We've got, you know, it's holiday season has started. But it'll be interesting to catch up again in early August, Rob, be it yourself, be it John, be it Dave, one of the team here at Collins Norm, which has many members of the team, by the way, to see how July has treated us and talk further into the rest of the summer. So, Robert, thank you so very much for your time today. I very much appreciate it. By the way, you know, give Rob a call. He'd love to come out and see you home, that kind of thing. And we look forward to catching up with you again in August. Thanks very much.
Thank you.